Morning, brothers and sisters. It is a blessing to be able to see you all here this morning.
And
that we can spend some time together in the Lord's house. After hearing us sing this song together, I just feel like there is not much more that I need to share this morning.
剛才我們唱完了這首詩歌，我有感覺，就是實在我沒什麼有什麼話要交通了。
I just hate to touch it because I do not want to bring the spirit down.
我實在不願意再加什麼話，讓這個靈來去沉下來。
And because the way that the Lord works is indeed something that is very beautiful.
因為我曉得神的工作實在是很美善的。
It is along these lines that I want to share this morning's topic with you that the Lord has placed on my heart.
就是因著這樣，我願意跟大家分享今天這個題目，是主放在我心裡的。
And it has everything to do with time.
所講到的就是這個時間。
And yet on the other hand, it has nothing to do with time.
一方面是講到時間，另一方面是跟時間是完全無關的。
What does that mean?
意思是什麼呢?
The question I have this morning, what is on my heart, is how are we living in the light of eternity?
我今天主讓我來去思想，我們是不是活在這個永遠的光底下呢?
Eternity is a very big word.
永遠是一個很 大的一個詞語,
is something that is difficult for us as finite human beings to be able to comprehend.
對於我們這一班有限的人來說，永遠是很難去理解的。
A lot of times when we think about eternity and church meetings, we associate it with the gospel meeting.
很多時候，我們在聚會裡面講到永遠，就在福音聚會的時候講。
Or we just think that this is a topic for those who are older.
或者我們想想，以為這個關於永遠這個題目，是專門對一些年長的人來去分享。
But it is really a matter that we must all deal with.
但是我們曉得永遠這個是我們每一個人都要解決的一個問題。
And the earlier and the sooner that we deal with it, the younger that we consider it and pray about it, really the more blessed we will be.
我們越年輕越早來去思想，來去解決這個關於永遠的問題，我們就越早能夠得著那個福氣。
We know that as human beings, we cannot escape the matter of eternity.
我們曉得人是不能夠脫離這個永遠這個問題。
For when we are born, we are thrust into it.
因為我們生出來，我們就被放在這個永遠裡面。
It is something that is wonderful.
永遠這個題目是要我們來去思考，實在是很奇妙的。
And yet at the same time, it is something that is difficult.
一方面是很奇妙，另一方面是很困難來去思考的。
I know that many young people today are thinking about the matters of eternity.
我曉得很多年輕人已經來去思考這個永遠這個問題。
They're thinking about their purpose.
他們來去思考永遠的目的在哪裡呢?
And they're even thinking about this term that I think many of us have heard in this recent times, the word legacy.
他們亦都來去思考，最近都好，通常很多人講的這個題目就是關於人的那個承傳，那個繼傳在哪裡。
I think that the young people of today, the Gen Zers, Zoomers, the Millennials, that these thoughts are on their hearts.
實在相信特別對這一班 新一代的年輕人來講，這個關於這個 人生嗰、那個繼承啊，係啊，佢哋成日講嘅。
As well as is on the hearts of us who are in the older generations.
甚至喺我哋呢一班年長少少嘅啊人心裏面都嚟去思考呢一個關於呢一個個遺產呢個問題。
For those of us who are older, it's something that's more natural.
可能對於我哋呢一班年長少少嘅嚟去思考呢個問題，可能好天然。
But for the younger generation, it would be easy to just excuse them and say that's okay. You don't need to think about these matters.
咁但係對於呢一班新一代年輕嘅人嚟講，我哋好容易可能同佢哋講你哋仲係年輕，唔需要諗呢個問題住。
But this world that we live in, with so much media just at our fingertips, it just puts it right in front of our face.
但係我哋活喺呢一個呢個世界裏面好多實在周圍都係講呢一個題目嘅時候，我哋就好容易接觸到。
That people younger and younger are being exposed to the difficulties, if not even the horrors, the evils of this world.
我哋見到特別呢一班年輕人越嚟越多就接觸到呢一個。邪惡嘅世代。
During their formative years.
就係當佢哋喺度成長嘅時候，佢哋就接觸到呢一啲嘅嘢。
When they are so easily influenced and shaped by their environment and the matters of this world.
就係當佢哋最容易被周圍嘅環境影響到佢哋嘅思想嘅時候。
You know, I praise and thank the Lord that and the research shows that in the past couple years that many young people, young adults, are coming back to church meetings and thinking about the matters of faith.
我實在感謝讚美主。喺最近有啲嘅統計，見到好多現今嘅年輕嘅人開始翻翻嚟教會聚會裏面，佢哋開始嚟去再一次思想關於永遠呢個問題。
And I sense that there is an awakening.
我亦都感覺到喺呢個社會裏面。有一啲少少嘅嗰啲嘅更新。
And with this awakening, there is great opportunity.
就係喺咁樣嘅時候，就有好大嘅機會。
With the things that have happened in the recent past, with the murder of a prominent individual.
咁喺最近有一位好出名嘅。嘅人係被謀殺，咁我哋呢一啲嘅事情。
I keep hearing this word legacy come up。
咁我就成日都聽到呢一個遺產呢個詞語走咗出嚟。
When I was visiting my son last month, he asked me the question, "What do you think about your legacy?"
咁當我上個月嚟去探我一個兒子嘅時候，佢就嚟去問我問呢個問題。你覺得你？嗰個嘅遺產喺邊一度咧？
Quite frankly, I don't think too much about my own legacy.
咁我實在我從前冇咁樣嚟去諗我自己嗰個遺產喺邊一度。
I think the word that we use amongst us believers here is the word testimony.
咁但係相信喺我哋呢個聚會嘅我哋諗遺產或者用另一個詞語嚟去形容，我哋可以用呢個見證嚟去形容。
But we know legacy is a much broader word that can even be used for those who are outside of the church.
我哋曉得遺產呢個字係對於唔信主嘅人都係有呢一個意義嘅。
It was strange to have this conversation with my son because I'm just used to talking with people his age about purpose and what is the meaning of life.
咁實在同我兒子有咁樣呢一個嘅交談，實在有啲奇怪因為我從前同呢一班年紀嘅人嚟去分享，通常都分享關於一啲目的人生嘅意義嗰啲嘅題目。
But this term legacy takes us one step farther.
但係呢一個遺產呢個詞語就叫我哋走前多一步。
Because legacy is not just a matter of what it is that we're leaving behind for the next generation, like an inheritance.
因為呢一個遺產呢一個詞語唔係淨係關乎到我哋有啲咩留俾我哋嘅下一代。
But how are we forming our legacy? How are we establishing our testimony here and now in this current generation?
但係所講到嘅就係我哋點樣嚟去設立現今我哋嘅遺產，影響我哋呢一代。
So there are four passages that I would like to look at this morning that I think gives us good bounds and guides as far as what it means to establish a legacy. What does it mean to live in the light of eternity?
今天早上願意同大家分享四段嘅經文，喺呢四段經文裏面嚟去睇下我哋主係要我哋點樣嚟去設立我哋嗰個遺產。我哋嘅見證嚟去影響我哋我哋身邊嘅人。
Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我哋請打開傳道書第三章。
We'll read verses 11 through 14.
我哋讀十一到十四節。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 11 through 14.
傳道書第三章第十一到十四節。
He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning, even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will remain forever, and there is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that men should fear him.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。我知道世人莫强于终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。我知道神一切所作的都必永存。无所增添，无所减少。神这样行，笑人在他面前存敬畏的心。
So God has made everything appropriate in its time.
神系将永远放喺人嘅心里面。
That's what we read here, right at the beginning of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
我哋就喺第十一节嗰度，我哋见到咁样讲。
And that is what we sang in that song just a few minutes ago.
亦都係我哋頭先所唱嘅詩歌咁樣講嘅。
But is this something that we believe?
但係咪我哋心裏相信嘅咧？
Do we question it or do we question him?
定係我哋嚟去質疑呢一句話，質疑我哋嘅主咧？
Especially in the midst of uncertainty or hardship.
特別當我哋嚟去面臨困難嘅時候。
We can ask God, but as we step back and think about it, who are we to really question or challenge God?
我哋嚟去褪下一步嚟去思考嘅時候，我哋就嚟去思想我哋係邊一個？我哋能夠嚟去挑戰神咧
？Did not God create time?
神唔係創造咗時間咩
？Did not God create us and put us in time?
神唔係創造咗呢個永遠，將我哋放喺永遠裏面咩
？No, He has formed us and placed us, designed us the way that we are for a purpose.
神係創造我哋，佢亦都安置我哋喺呢一處嘅地方。
He's given us our parents, our siblings, our friends, our colleagues for a very specific reason.
佢賜俾我哋父母、我哋嘅兒女、我哋嘅同事、我哋嘅同學，係為著一個目的。
He has much to show us through all these different relationships and the circumstances that he places all of us in.
藉住呢啲唔同嘅關係，藉住唔同嘅安排，佢要指教我哋。
And he would want us as those who have this understanding, this little bit of understanding of him, to also be an influence to these different individuals in our lives.
神係期待我哋。喺呢一啲唔同嘅關係裏面，藉住我哋嚟去影響佢哋。
Because we are not a people who just walk about with no aim, with no purpose, with no understanding.
因為我哋唔係一班冇目的嘅人。
Because God has placed within the hearts of every man, woman, and child this matter of eternity in their hearts.
因為神係將永遠嚟係安置喺每個人嘅心裏面。
And how much more so then as believers in Christ Jesus that we would have this this glimpse into the matters of eternity.
特別是我們這一班屬神的兒女，我們更加的讓我們看見這個永遠的光。
It is amazing how God created us really separate from all the rest of creation.
實在我們驚訝神造人是跟其他的動物是非常不同的。
That we would have this little bit of understanding into these eternal matters.
心裡面對永遠有少少的誤解。
And what is even just as amazing is that not only has He given us this glimpse, this little bit of understanding into the wonders and glories of the heavens.
他不單止叫我們見到少少關於永遠的事情。
But He has given us the freedom to live with that and to make choices that affects our testimony and our legacy and that of others.
更加他給我們有自由的意志，叫我們能夠對我們自己的遺產，對他的見證，能夠有設立那個方向。
And so with this freedom, though, we know, though, that there's great reward, but that there are also great consequences.
因着这个自由的意志，我们晓得我们的决定实在影响，是有很大的结局，可以有很大的奖赏，也都可能有惩罚。
And so that's why we have to be very careful and thoughtful about how it is that we live, because we recognize that we don't just live in this life, but we live really for eternity.
所以我们就晓得我们要好小心去活在这个永远里面，因为晓得我们所作的决定是会影响永远的。
We read in verse 13 of Ecclesiastes 3 that this is really a gift of God.
我們在3章13節那裡見到，這個實在是神的恩賜。
Not that we would just see good in all of our labor, but that we would really be able to have this perspective of what God has done upon us.
叫我們不單止能夠享用我們人的勞碌，但叫我們看見神為我們所預定所設立的。
And as such then, because we have this heavenly perspective that's been placed in our hearts, we should respond in such a way to do good.
因着神就将这个永远的理解放在我们心里面的时候，我们就应该立志来去行好事。
To be thankful, to rejoice.
叫我们能够做一班感谢主的人，感恩的人，叫我们能够欢呼。
Especially because we recognize that we only have life and breath and strength, our minds, for a finite amount of time on this earth.
因为我们就晓得，我们在这个地上是有限的气息，有限的时间来去做这些事情。So
the Lord calls us to live in the fear of Him.
所以主是呼召我们要存敬畏的心来去活在祂的眼前。
That we would learn to honor and serve the Lord.
叫我们能够来去 敬畏神,
just as men and women did in years past when there were kings in the world.
就好像当时王管理这个地的时候，男和女都在服侍神。
You know, we may not think of it much these days because we live in a democracy.
或者现今活在一个民主的社会，我们没想起作王的时代。
And we may not be very patriotic and just think about how it is that we can serve our country.
亦都或者不是一班很爱国的人，我们没时常去想怎样来去服侍我们这个国家。
But back in the days of the kings,
但是在王的时代,
we know that life was very tenuous.
我们晓得当时的生活是很困难的。
Kingdoms could rise and fall so quickly.
我们晓得国度就能够兴起，能够衰败，很快来去兴起衰败。
And the citizens in the kingdom were so dependent on that king.
而活在这个 國度裡面嗰一啲嘅子民啊，佢哋係就完全嘅倚靠呢個王。
Because that king would provide welfare and security for his subjects.
啊，因為喺王嘅時代，王就嚟去為嗰啲百姓嚟去供應嗰啲食物，供應嗰啲嘅保障。
And as such, then it was very important that they would follow and do what it is that he asked of them.
啊，因著咁嘅緣故，嗰一班百姓就係要。一定要嚟去遵從王嗰個命令。
Now if the king were good，
王嗰個時代係一件好事。
We know the subjects would be those who would love and fear and honor what the king would ask。
若果嗰個王係一個好嘅皇帝，咁百姓就會好安然嘅嚟去順從嗰個王嗰個命令。
Likewise, today we live in a kingdom.
同樣今日我哋活喺一個國度裏面。
Right, we live in God's kingdom.
我哋活喺神嘅國度裏面。
It's a coming kingdom.
係一個將要嚟嘅一個國度。
But the king is already seated on his throne.
但係嗰個王已經坐喺佢嘅寶座上面。
And he's already called you and me to serve him.
佢已經呼召你同我嚟去服侍佢。
And to fear him.
佢亦都呼召我哋嚟去敬畏佢。
And to honor him.
亦都去尊敬佢。
And may we recognize this wonderful gift that has been bestowed upon us.
我哋實在要看見呢一個神賜俾我哋大大嘅恩賜。
To know that we have a coming king whom we have been called to serve.
就係叫我哋看見我哋有一位將要嚟嘅王，佢已經呼召我哋嚟去服侍佢。
So as we serve, we have to consider then how is it that we live our days. In service.
所以當我哋嚟去服侍呢一位王嘅時候，我哋要思考我哋點樣去活喺現今呢個世代嚟去服侍我哋嘅王。
Turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
我哋請打開雅各書第四章。
Here's the second set of verses that we're going to read. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17.
雅各書第四章第十三到十七節。
Verse 13.Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that. But as it is, your boasts in your arrogance, all such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him.It is sin.
雅各書四章第十三到十七節，你們有話說，今天明天我們要往某城裏去，在那裏住一年，作買賣得利。其實明天如何，你們還不知道。你們的生命是怎麼呢？你們原來是一片雲霧，出現小時就不見了。你們只當說，主若願意，我們就可以活著，也可以作這事或作那事。現今你們竟已張狂夸口。凡这样夸口的都是恶的，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
I think we all understand that we don't know what tomorrow holds.
我哋实在都明白，我哋唔晓得明天如何。
We know in an instant, in a moment, our lives can be turned upside down.
我哋晓得一刹那我哋整个嘅生活能够反过嚟。
Now we think of what happened 25 years ago on 9/11.
我就諗起25年前喺911事件裏面。
I might even lose track. Was that 24 years ago?
我都唔記得啦，可能係24年前。
How lives, so many lives can be changed so quickly?
我哋就諗起喺一剎那好多人嘅生命能夠完全嘅被改變。
All of us know what it was like 5 years ago here.
我哋亦都記得五年前喺呢一處地方發生咩事情。
We were not even here.
五年前我哋都唔係坐喺呢一個會所裏面。
COVID had hit.
我哋曉得有呢個疫情。
Everything was shut down.
所有嘢都關門啦。
Many lives were lost.
喺嗰次疫情裏面，好多人失去佢哋嘅生命。
Many families were changed.
好多人嘅家庭都完全被改變過嚟。
And we also know, every day, almost every day, as we listen to the news or read about the news, we hear about shootings and killings.
咁我哋每一日聽新聞都聽到有好多嘅槍擊事件，好多人被殺害。
There's just so much violence in schools, in the workplace.
喺學校，喺工作嘅地方，有好多暴力嘅事件。
I just can't help but even think of the story we heard this past week, earlier in the week, about that attack on that woman who was coming out that Nation's Hamburger in Daly City, Westlake.
咁我就諗起啱啱呢個星期喺Daly City 嗰度一個女人食完漢堡包走出嚟俾人嚟去襲擊。
I know there's some of us who go to Westlake Shopping Center. I know there's probably some of us who go eat there.
我認識在座當中有啲經常都去嗰處地方購物嘅，甚至喺嗰個餐館裡面去食漢堡包。
And what's so crazy about it? I mean, there's a senseless act of violence just to steal a car.
實在完全係有人就係嚟去偷為咗要偷佢嘅車就襲擊佢。
So the man just kept beating this woman until she would give him her keys.
呢一個人就去打呢個女人直至佢肯將佢條鎖匙車匙交出嚟。
She did not. She held on to her keys.
咁佢唔肯交出佢條鎖匙。
But she was brutally assaulted.
咁就被好嚴重嘅嚟去襲擊。
And so she managed to crawl her way back into the restaurant and save herself.
就爬去呢個餐廳度就救佢自己。
And then the assailant ran off.
咁襲擊佢人就逃走啦。
But then I understand the assailant came back an hour later.
但係呢一個襲擊嘅人。一個鐘頭之後翻翻嚟
，to try to find another victim, another car that he could steal.
佢喺度嘗試去揾另外一架車要去偷。
I mean, these things could happen to us.
實在呢一啲嘅事情能夠發生喺我哋每一個人身上面。
And we may say we're just at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people.
咁我哋可以話呢啲係偶然嘅，你唔去到。呢一個錯嘅地方，唔遇到呢啲錯嘅人，唔遇到錯嘅一刻，就唔會發生喺我哋身上面。
But I think it just teaches us to step back and recognize that we are not in control.
但係實在我哋嚟去思考，實在要看見我哋嘅生命唔喺我哋嘅掌握底下。
I mean, we can prepare and take so many precautions.
我哋能夠嚟去叫自己小心啲。
We can lock ourselves in our homes and never go out.
我哋可以話我哋以後都唔出門啦。
But we can't protect ourselves.
但係實在無論如何，我哋都唔能夠保護自己。
It's only as the Lord wills.
完全都係靠主嚟去成為我哋嘅保障。
And that is something that we have to accept.
我哋亦都要去明白，去接納。这个事实。
Our life is like a vapor.
我哋嘅生命就好似一片云雾一样。
It's here today and gone tomorrow.
出现小时就不见了。
Now some of us here may have 75 or 80 years, 70 or 80 years due to strength.
喺我哋当中，可能我哋一啲能够活到75岁，有啲能够活到85岁。
But some of us here may only have 20 or 30 years because the Lord calls.
但系若果神就係接我哋翻佢嘅家裏面可能我哋當中只係得20年或者30年。
In the Word of God, we know that we are likened to the flowers of the field.
喺神嘅話裏面就形容我哋好似地裏面嘅花一樣。
Beautiful and glorious for but just a moment, a season.
就係生出嚟係好燦爛嘅。但係一剎那間就枯掉啦。
And shortly thereafter, just there to wilt and wither away.
過一陣就枯乾啦。
Life is short.
我哋嘅人生係好短暫嘅。
And so that teaches us even more that life is precious.
呢一點就更加教導我哋要看見人生係好寶貴嘅。
These verses here in the book of James really tells us that we need to be those who would live in the moment.
在这一段雅各书这一段话就教导我们要活在当下。
Live in the moment. Make the most of your days. Make the most of your time.
我们要活在当下，我们要珍惜我们每一刻我们的生命。
I like to contrast that with living for the moment.
我们要活在当下，不是要为当下而活。
The Lord doesn't want us to just live for the moment. He wants us to live in the moment.
主实在我们要我们不要为着那一刻来活，祂要我们活在那一刻里面。
I hope we can appreciate the difference between the two.
我愿意大家能够看见这一两点那一个的分别。
You'll hear so many people in the world talking about and living for the moment.
我们在这个世界听到很多人就这样分享，就是他们要为着一刻来去活。
And if we're not careful, that is what our attitude is like as well.
如果我们不小心的话，我们就被这些世界思想来影响，我们就是这样看我们的人生。
That we just look so forward to a particular event or an experience, a vacation, a trip.
叫我们就是为一些的事件事物来去活，好像我们要为着一个度假，一个假期，一个节日来去活咁样。
That we put so much time and energy into planning and preparing for
that
moment.
就是叫我们为着这一刻来去花很多时间来去计划来去预备。
And so many times living for the moment is just there, it's just to please ourselves, to satisfy ourselves and our souls or lusts.
很多时候当我们这样为这些的日子来去活的时候，目的就是要满足我们的肉体，满足我们的魂。
But living in the moment is different.
但是活在这一刻就不同了。
Because living in the moment really means being humble and content, grateful with whatever circumstances that we are in.
咁这个活在当下这个意思就是要我们来去谦卑过来，叫我们去满足是神。無論擺喺我哋任何嘅環境裏面，我哋都能夠感恩。
That whether we are in lowliness,
無論我哋活喺一個孤單嘅日子
，prosperity，
或者我哋活喺一段好成功嘅日子
，whether we're filled or whether we're going hungry，
或者我哋係好飽足，或者我哋好飢餓嘅。
Or whether in abundance or suffering need.
無論我們是活在很豐盛的日子，或者活在我們有需要的日子。
We need to learn the secret of being content in each and every circumstance.
我們要學習在無論任何的環境，無論任何日子，我們都來去滿足，來去感恩。
The Lord would want us to choose to be those people who are present in the moment.
主實在要我們來去選擇去活在這些日子裡面。
Living for the moment is something that is so temporal.
實在為當下而活是很短暫的。
And sometimes we can get so preoccupied with living for the moment and enjoying that experience that we just keep planning ahead and ahead and just thinking, how can I make this continue and last?
很多時候我們就很自滿的就為那一些日子而去計劃而活，我們就落在一個陷阱裡面，我們就不斷的就為前面這些日子來去計劃，以為能夠
存到永遠。 And we fail to appreciate the moment for what it is.
但是卻是不能夠來去珍惜來去找著那一刻。
We get lost in time and in space.
我们就迷失在时间、空间里面。
The Lord wants us to choose to be present in the moment.
主愿意我们 選擇嚟去活喺呢啲日子裏面。
Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually。
實在係身體上面我哋嘅靈我哋嘅魂都活喺主俾我哋嘅時日裏面。
As we spend time with people, whether those who are in the body of Christ or those who are outside of the body of Christ at this point in time.
當我哋同其他人無論係主內嘅弟兄姊妹或者喺出面未信主嘅我哋都願意嚟去選擇嚟去找緊呢啲日子。
The Lord would really want us to look into people's hearts.
主要我哋嚟去看見人嘅心。
And see the value, the worth that is in each human life.
叫我哋嚟去看見其他人嗰一個嘅價值。
And to care for one another.
叫我哋嚟去去關心佢哋。
To not be so preoccupied with our own life, our own plans.
叫我哋唔被我哋嘅計劃我哋嘅期望嚟去充滿我哋。
You know, I think that's something that many of us struggle with.
實在我哋好多人都喺呢一點裏面嚟去掙扎。
Maybe I think there's many others who are much better than me at it. I'm not much of a people person.
我相信有好多人比我做得更好，因為我自己都唔係一個對同好多其他人能夠有接觸嘅一個人。
You know, I'm very task-oriented and focused on getting things done.
因為我係一個好個目的就係要完成一啲事工嘅。
I remember when my kids were young, my wife, I thank the Lord, she would always do her best to try to keep the boys quiet and not disturbing me when I had work or when I had service.
咁我記得當我啲兒子年輕嘅時候，咁我太太就盡佢嘅力。就當我有工作有服侍嘅時候，就係叫我啲兒子嚟去安靜。
But I could say many times, I don't know, it's a gift or maybe a curse that I would not hear them at all.
但係就係好多時候，我都唔知係好事定壞事，我就完全聽唔到佢哋嘅聲音。
I know we're all so busy.
我哋曉得我哋每個人都好繁忙嘅。
We get up at the crack of dawn.
我哋一起身，我哋就要起身嚟去開始做嘢啦。
And there's many of us who stay up late.
咁我哋當中亦都好多做到好夜嘅。
Especially students.
特別嗰啲讀書嘅。
That is until the weekends come.
就係讀到週末都喺度讀。
But we're also busy. We have so many things to do.
但係實在每個人都好繁忙，有好多嘢事情要去做。
We've become, I think, masters in this day of age, masters of multitasking.
我哋就
We've become very adept at learning how to multitask.
咁我哋就做好多事情一同做就好犀利嘅我哋。
Because we got so many things to do. We're just thinking, well, the way to knock everything off my list is I'm going to do multiple things at the same time.
因為我哋前面有好多事情要去做，所以我哋就選擇嚟去好多事情一齊嚟去做。
You know, I'm as guilty as anybody else as far as when it comes to multitasking.
當我都係咁樣嘅。
I can't say I'm really that good at it.
我唔話我係好。能幹咁樣能夠好多事情一同嚟去做。
But I do it.
但係我都係咁樣做嘅。
I remember years ago in my workplace, we didn't really even have the opportunity to multitask.
我記得好多年前喺我工作嘅地方，都冇乜機會能夠好多事情一同嚟做嘅。
But nowadays, because we live in such an electronic age, paperless time, I'm always carrying about my laptop to every meeting I go to.
但係現今科技進步啦，咁而家有電腦啦，咁我就現今我去每一個嘅 會議，我都帶埋我嘅電腦去。
With one ear, I'm listening to the discussions and the meetings.
一方面我就聽會議裡面所講嘅嘢。
But with the other part of my brain, I'm responding to emails and chats and trying to figure out how to deliver on my next milestone.
另一方面我就嚟去睇住部電腦嚟去諗下點樣去做完成。另一個嘅工作。
I think many of us understand this who are in the workplace.
相信好多做緊嘢嘅弟兄姊妹都能夠明白。
Because the workplace is a fast-paced environment.
因為喺公司裏面係好多嘢都好快嘅。
But I know there's still benefit for us to learn to not multitask, or not multitask so much.
但係我就嚟去思考喺一啲嘅事情上面。我哋唔應該咁樣嚟去分散嚟去同時間嚟去做好多事情。
I know such is the case also when we come together and gather as saints in the house of God.
特別當我哋一同喺神嘅家裏面相聚嘅時候
，I know that it can be such a temptation to spend time looking at our devices and to be doing those same things that I was just talking about when I'm at work, and that is to respond to emails and chats and checking your WhatsApp or whatever accounts you may have.
實在一個好大嘅試探，就係當我哋嚟去敬拜相聚嘅時候，就做翻我頭先喺我公司開會嘅時候做嘅嘢，就係嚟去睇我哋嘅電郵，睇我哋嘅短信，嚟去思想我哋點樣嚟去完成其他手上嘅工作。
I think there are many times in our lives where the Lord wants us to stop multitasking.
實在神喺我哋嘅生活上面有好多嘅時刻佢係唔希望我哋嚟去分散我哋注意力嚟去做好多事情。
To stop being so busy, to just put things away, put things down.
神實在唔願意我哋嚟去咁繁忙佢係盼望我哋嚟去放低一啲嘅工作。
And to spend time with Him.
嚟去喺將我哋嘅注意力我哋嘅時間專一嘅放喺佢嘅身上面。
Because I think that's what verse 17 tells us here in James 4.
因為我相信雅各書四章第十七節就係咁樣講出神嗰個心意。
We are those who know what the right thing to do is.
我哋實在曉得行善係咩一回事。
The Lord would want us to be fully attentive.
神係願意我哋專一嘅放喺佢身上面。
To be paying attention to Him.
佢願意我哋嚟去專心嘅服侍佢。
And then also to give the respect and honor to our fellow brother and sister in Christ, or even our fellow man.
佢亦都願意我哋將我哋嘅敬畏專一放喺神身上面，將我哋嘅尊重放喺我哋嘅弟兄姊妹其他人身上面。
To just do that right thing.
就係行善嚟去作對嘅事。
And to pay attention to what is around us.
就係要我哋嚟去注意神放喺我哋周圍嘅人事。
That we would live in the moment.
叫我哋活喺呢一刻裏面。
And learn not to take for granted these relationships that the Lord has given to us.
嚟去學習我哋珍惜神俾我哋。周圍放我哋身邊唔同嘅關係。
And also to not take for granted the positions and the circumstances that He has placed us within.
亦都叫我哋嚟去珍惜佢放喺我哋周圍嘅環境我哋嘅地位。
Whether at school or at work or the different activities that we participate in.
無論喺學校喺工作唔同嘅家庭裡面。
Let's turn back to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4.
我哋请打开《哥林多后书》第四章。
Here's the third passage that I'd like us to just consider for a few minutes.
愿意同大家嚟去分享呢一节嘅经文。
It's found in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 16, and we'll read through chapter 5, verse 1.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节，嚟去读到第五章嘅第一节。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that in the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
所以我们不丧胆, 外体虽然毁坏, 内心却一天, 身似一天。 我们这自暂自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的因为所见的是暂时的所不见的是永远的我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了必得神所造不是人手所造在天上永存的房屋
Now we know that this life that we live, this world that we live in, is not necessarily an easy life.
我们晓得地上这个生活不是一个简单容易的生活
For us in America, in the San Francisco Bay Area, yes, there's a lot of prosperity, abundance.
可能在三藩市、在加州、在美国可能是比较富裕
But we know associated with that is much anxiety, worry, if not even a despair and grief.
但我们晓得在这些富裕背后有很多的担忧，很多的忧虑。
We know that there is much pressure to live in this society.
实在，我们活在这个社会里面有很多不同的压力。
To try to keep up with others.
要我们来去跟其他人来去比赛。
Or if only even to just be able to make a living in such an expensive part of the country.
或者就是要在这一处这么富裕的地方要去来去生存就已经困难了。
And in the midst of all of this, there is so much brokenness.
就是在这一切底下亦都有很多的 破碎的事情
No one is immune from evil and this brokenness.
实在没有人是能够被豁免的。
In some ways, you may even say that those who have more abundance may even be more exposed to the matters of brokenness.
甚至我们可以来去说，我们人更加富裕。 他们所遇见的破碎就更多
Because we know that money and affluence has its own set of temptations and downfall.
因为我们晓得金钱就让人落在很多的试探里面
We are individuals who strive after so many things.
我们这班人都来去 追求很多的东西
And because of that, we are people who are tired.
因着这样的缘故，我们都是一班很疲倦的人。
I mean, who here is not tired?
我们在座当中有没有人说我们不累呢？
I think there may be a number of you here who are not tired.
或者可能有几位可以说我是不累的。
But I would venture the majority of us here are tired.
但相信在座大部分人 都会说我是一个很疲倦的人。
You know, I thank and praise the Lord at our prayer meeting this past Thursday night. There's a sister who prayed this.
我感谢赞美主在过去星期四的祷告聚会里面有一位姊妹来去这样祷告。
It really caught my ear.
他这个祷告就叫我来去留心。
He's a fool to think that he can find rest in this world.
若果一个人以为 能够在这个地上找着安息，这个人是一个愚蠢的人。
He is a fool to think that he can find rest in that world, in this world.
一个以为在这个世界能够找着安息的，一个这样的人是一个愚蠢的人。
Are we that fool?
我们是不是那一个愚蠢的人呢？
Am I that fool?
我是不是那一个愚蠢的人呢？
And am I just striving and running and working so hard to try to achieve such and such a living so that I can rest?
我係咪就係嗰一個嚟去為呢一個生活嚟去拼命就係要去揾好多嘅嘢嚟去得著呢個地上嘅安息呢個人呢？
Do I fail to realize that as I'm running so hard, that the rest is right there next to me?
我係咪嗰一個愚拙嘅人？就係我哋嚟去拼命嘅，嚟去尋找安息，但係卻係唔曉得原來安息就喺我嘅身旁。
And it is in that life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
呢個安息就係喺我哋嘅耶穌基督嘅生命裏面。
We are encouraged here. In chapter 4, verse 16, to not lose heart.
我们在第四章第十六节那里，保罗勉励我们不要丧胆。
Even though so much around us, even so much within us may be falling apart.
即使在我们的身边的环境，甚至我们的外体，是在这里衰坏的时候。
Verse 17 is encouragement that these momentary light afflictions, that they're producing something within us.
在第十七章嗰度，十一節嗰度就講呢一啲自暫自輕嘅苦楚，係有目的嘅。
And that is an eternal weight of glory far beyond our comprehension.
就係呢一個永遠嘅榮耀，係我哋想象唔到嘅。
You know that word glory? I know we studied that word glory at the summer conference this year.
唔知大家對榮耀有啲咩嘅理解？咁我曉得啱啱夏令會嘅時候，西岸特會嘅時候，我哋嚟去交通呢個題目。
One of the meanings of that word glory is something that is weighty.
榮耀其中一個嘅意思就係一啲好重嘅物。
Something that is really substantive.
榮耀係有質量嘅。
And we know that the substance belongs to Christ.
我哋曉得呢個質量係屬於我哋嘅主耶穌嘅。
The weight, the reality belongs to Christ Jesus.
我哋曉得嗰一個嗰個真實嗰個嘅質量係屬於我哋嘅主耶穌嘅。
This is the work that the Lord desires to produce in us as we are put through these afflictions.
所以主將我哋放喺呢一啲自暫自輕嘅苦楚裏面嘅時候，佢係要帶我哋進入呢一個質量，呢個真實進入我哋嘅主耶穌裏面。
So knowing this, we can rest.
當我哋咁樣看見、咁樣認識、咁樣理解嘅時候，我哋就能夠喺安息裏面。
We don't have to strive. We don't have to worry.
我哋唔需要嚟去憂慮，我哋唔需要為我哋嘅生活嚟去拼命。
Like we used to do before we knew the Lord.
好似我哋從前唔認識主嘅時候所作嘅。
We can be an encouragement, a testimony to others as we are going through difficulties.
當我哋嚟去經歷苦楚嘅時候，我哋能夠成為其他人嗰一個嘅見證嘅例子。
And we learn to stand with the Lord, even in the midst of all the trouble.
就係喺呢啲苦楚裏面，我哋嚟去選擇與主同行嘅時候。
We are encouraged to look not at the things which are seen.
我哋係被勉勵叫我哋唔係看見顧念嗰一啲所唔看見嘅事情。
Because we know that these things change and they are corruptible, they decay.
因為我哋曉得呢啲能見嘅係短暫嘅，係會衰殘嘅。
But instead, we're to fix our eyes on the things that are above, on those things which are unseen.
但係我哋要將我哋眼目係集中喺看唔見屬天嘅事情。
And what are those things that are unseen?
咁呢一啲看唔見屬天嘅事情係啲咩咧？
It is none other than our Lord.
就係我哋嘅主耶穌。
And his heart, his house.
就係佢嘅心意，就係佢嘅教會。
You may say his eternal purpose.
亦都就係佢嗰個永遠嘅旨意。
Chapter 5 really gives us a much encouragement. I know that we only read the first verse.
第五章亦都俾我哋 又有勉励，我哋虽然净系读咗第一节。
We know that even though our body, this earthly tent that we have, may decay and fall one day, we have another tent. We have another house that we are looking forward to.
我哋曉得，雖然呢個地上呢個身體，呢個帳篷有一日會被毀壞，但係我哋曉得，我哋天上有呢個永存嘅房屋。
The Lord is preparing to put us together in His eternal house.
主係喺度預備，將我哋放埋一齊嚟去預備佢天上嗰個嘅家。
So we need to be those then who are not just so focused on our bodies, on this present life, but living in the light of eternity means, of course, looking forward, upward, into eternity, into the heavens.
So we live in this earth, don't put our focus on our earth's body, but to see this eternal house, this home.
We remember in Hebrews chapter 11, Abraham, he was the one who was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is none other than God Himself.
我哋記得喺希伯來書第十一節嗰度就講到亞伯拉罕看見嗰一個城呢個城就係神就係嗰個永遠嘅家鄉就係屬天嗰個城。
And we know Moses. Many of us study Moses here on Friday night.
我哋亦都曉得摩西，我哋好多喺星期五晚都讀過啦。
Right. He was one who was looking to the reward. He was the one looking to the reality of Christ.
佢就係嗰一位就係看見嗰一個基督係看為基督受嘅凌辱更加寶貴嘅嗰一位。
As he was leaving Egypt, he did not fear the wrath of the king.
佢離開埃及嘅時候，佢唔怕王怒。
Rather, he endured and he looked to see him who is unseen.
佢係恆生嘅忍耐，就如同看見那不能看見嘅主一樣。
That's a very beautiful verse for us to hold on to. Hebrews 11:26-27.
就係希伯來書十一章二十六。
These were men, Abraham and Moses, who are known to be those who walk by faith.
亞伯拉罕同摩西，兩個都係憑因信而行嘅，憑著信心而行嘅，兩個屬靈嘅偉人。
Setting their sights on the things that are above, on those things which are unseen.
佢哋就將佢哋嘅眼目放喺看唔見嘅。屬天嘅事情上面。
Last week I was in the library.
上個星期我喺圖書館裏面嘅時候。
And I was just in there and I saw this book.
我喺嗰度就見到一本書。
It's the book that several brethren have been talking about the past few months.
咁呢一本書弟兄們都喺最近幾個月嚟去分享嘅。
And I thought, well, I should read this book.
咁我就諗咁我都要去讀下呢本書。
You know what book that is?
呢本書係咩書咧
？You gotta guess one of two books.
咁大家可以估一估。
What's that? God's Smuggler. Okay, that would have been one of my two guesses.
咁
But that one was only mentioned a week or two ago.
咁其中一本書可能係
This one was announced about 2 to 3 months ago.
咁可能一本神嘅嗰個走私者，咁但係上個禮拜至同弟兄姊妹分享嘅。
I'll just tell you that this is the hottest book in our library right now.
咁但係呢一本書就係兩三個月前已經喺度介紹㗎啦。咁呢一本係好熱門嘅。
When I looked at the checkout list, I saw that I'm the sixth person to have checked out this book in the past 2 to 3 months.
咁我就睇嗰個列單名單嘅時候，就見到呢本書最近已經有六次被借出去啦。
It is Gladys Allward.
就係呢個 Gladys 姊妹嗰個自傳。
My missionary life in China.
就講到佢喺中國嗰一個宣教嗰個見證。
And you may think, wow, this really doesn't have that much relevance to me.
大家可能喺度諗啊，咁呢個姊妹嗰個見證同我有咩關係咧
？A British woman going to China back in the 1920s, 30s, 100 years ago。
英國嘅姊妹100年前去中國宣教，關我咩事咧？
This woman Gladys Allward, this sister in the Lord, she came to believe in the Lord when she was 18 years old.
这位姊妹在18岁的时候认识主。
And shortly thereafter, she came across a magazine article about how there were millions of people in China who had never heard of the person of Jesus Christ.
之后她在雜誌那裡 就看見在中國裡面有成千上萬的人還未認識主耶穌的。
And that just so touched her heart.
當她看到的時候她就感動她。
The Lord gave her this burning fire to want to go and be a help unto these people.
主在她心裡面就點起那個火要她去到中國那裡來去幫助這一班人。
I mean that is for many of us here, our people, our ancestors.
對於我哋在座當中，我哋就曉得呢一班中國人就係好多係我哋嘅先祖。
So she tried to talk this up amongst her brother and her friend to let's go to China together.
咁呢個姊妹就同佢嘅兄弟同佢啲朋友嚟去分享叫佢哋一齊嚟去中國嚟去服侍。
But they all said, no, no, I have other things to do. That's only for old maids or old people.
咁佢啲朋友都拒絕佢，就話呢啲等翻嗰啲年長嘅人去做啦。
But the Lord would not let this desire go from her.
但係主冇容讓呢一個火喺呢個姊妹嘅心裏面熄滅。
So she applied through the China Inland Mission.
咁佢就嚟去申請就通過呢一個中國內地一個嘅宣教組織。
This is the missionary society that Hudson Taylor had helped establish.
咁呢一個組織就係戴德生嚟去設立嘅。
And so she participated. She studied at this school or the society for 3 months.
咁呢個姊妹就喺呢一個宣教組織裏面讀咗三個月。
But then she had to take an examination.
咁3個月之後要考一個試。
And because of her limited education, I think she only went to middle school through age 14.
咁原來呢個姊妹佢係。唔係讀好多書嘅啫，淨係讀到初中14歲時候就冇讀書啦。
She was unable to pass the test to go。
咁因著咁嘅緣故，佢冇通過呢一個考試。
They determined that she was unfit, unqualified to go。
咁呢個宣教組織就因著佢冇通過呢個考試，就話佢冇資格嚟去。去到中國裏面
Because she did not, they determined based on her testing that she did not have the aptitude to learn the language, to read, nor to write Chinese.
因著佢冇通過呢個考試，咁佢哋就話呢個姊妹冇能力嚟去學中文，嚟去而去咁樣嚟去中國嚟去宣教。
And she admitted in this autobiographical account that she truly was not qualified.
咁呢個姊妹喺呢佢嘅自傳都承認佢實在係冇資格冇嗰個能力嚟去到中國嚟去宣教。
But she also recognized that she had a God who was qualified.
但係佢就喺嗰度嚟去話雖然係咁樣，但係佢有一位神係有資格。
And able to reach the millions of Chinese who had not heard of Jesus Christ.
而呢個神係有能力。摸著呢一成千上萬嘅中國人。
And that if he could put this desire within her to go,
若果呢一位神係同佢自己同呢個姊妹同去嘅時候
，that he could prepare the way for her to be able to go.
呢一位神就能夠為呢位姊妹嚟去開路，讓佢能夠入到中國。
100 years ago, it would take about 3 weeks by train to go from Europe to China.
100年前由英國去到中國坐火車要超過三個禮拜。
It costs a fair amount of money, 3 years of wages for her.
亦都要消耗好多嘅金錢，就係佢三年嘅嗰個嘅資金。
But through God's providence, she was able to save up very quickly.
但係靠著神嗰個嘅供應，佢好快就能夠儲蓄到足夠嘅金錢。
And buy that train ticket.
去買呢一個車票。
And through the hand of God, she was also able to establish a contact with an elderly missionary in China.
亦都靠著神嘅手，亦都能夠去接觸到另一個宣教嘅組織喺中國裏面。
So she could see God's hand all the way in leading her.
所以佢就喺呢件事情度見到神嘅手不斷嘅為佢開路。
You know, it was very clear from reading through her biographical account that she did not know what she was getting into.
實在嚟去讀呢一個自傳嘅時候，我好清楚嘅看見佢自己呢位姊妹自己唔係好清楚佢前面嘅路係點樣走。
The dangers for I think she is probably about 27 years old at that point in time. A small little woman, 5 feet tall. She would compete with the shortest sisters here.
當時呢位姊妹27歲，只係得五尺高嘅啫，就係相信係比我哋現今嘅弟兄姊妹都係矮嘅。
The dangers for a small English young woman to go across Russia, Siberia, in the middle of a war between the Chinese and the Russians.
實在呢一個咁年輕咁細粒嘅呢一個姊妹要去到一個唔熟悉嘅地方。
Food and water were scarcities as she traveled.
當佢嚟去去走嘅時候，亦都冇水冇食物。
Accommodations were uncomfortable to say the least and filthy.
住嘅地方亦都係好唔舒服，好污糟嘅。
Nevertheless, she went.
無論如何，佢就係咁樣去。
I imagine today if we were called to go like that.
我能夠想像到今天若果我哋神咁樣呼召我哋咁樣去，
we would spend hours and hours and days researching, looking online as far as what does that place look like? How do I get there? What's plan A, plan B?
我會就諗起若果我哋咁樣去嘅時候，一定會花好多時間嚟去去查考嚟去預備嚟去睇下去到呢個地方係點樣若果呢一個計劃失敗，有冇另外一個計劃可以嚟去行嘅？
And we would just pull up our devices whenever we came to an international someone who spoke a different language like she did. She's Germans approached her, Russians approached her. She had no idea what they were shouting and yelling at her for.
咁呢位姊妹去到德國地方，去到俄國地方，啲人嚟去同佢傾談，佢完全都唔明白佢哋所講嘅。
They were trying to tell her, you're a crazy woman because this train is not going to get you to China because there's a war and the train stops in Russia.
咁呢啲人就同呢個姊妹講，你坐呢架火車去唔到中國嘅，因為當時係打緊仗，呢架火車喺俄國就會停站㗎啦。
But she didn't know.
但係呢位姊妹唔明白，佢又唔知道。
And so she had to change her itineraries multiple times.
咁所以佢就要更改佢嘅行程好多次。
But thankfully, she had a God, and her God was a God who was a purposeful God, and what He purposed was something that He was going to accomplish in her.
但係感謝主，呢位姊妹所認識嘅神係有目的嘅，呢一位神係曉得去點樣行事嘅。
And I just want to highlight as an example for us that we would be those who would learn to step out and walk in faith.
我實在願意用呢個姊妹做一個例子，願意我哋都成為嗰一班憑信心而行嘅嗰一班人。
Even if we should not know everything.
即使可能我哋唔曉得將來任何嘅事情。
Even when you're at the Lord's table.
甚至可能你嚟到主嘅桌子面前。
You know, it can be in just very small things. He's not necessarily going to call you and me to go to some foreign country to share the gospel.
可能呢一個功課唔需要係好宏大嘅，主可能唔係呼召你去到中國，去到其他國家宣教。
He may just be calling you to something very simple every Sunday at the Lord's table.
佢可能就好簡單嘅，就係每一個星期呼召你嚟到佢嘅桌子面前。
To open up your mouth.
叫你嚟去開口嚟去讚美佢。
And offer a prayer unto the Lord.
嚟去獻上你嘅禱告。
Even though you may have no idea what it is that you're going to pray.
即使你祈禱嘅時候都唔曉得你要所講嘅話。
But the Holy Spirit is prompting you, touching your heart.
聖靈喺嗰度嚟去催促你。
So go forth and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你嗰刻你就需要嚟去順從嚟去聽聖靈嗰帶領。
That's why we're here at the table.
所以我哋每個人就係咁樣嚟去相聚喺桌子面前。
And likewise in our lives.
同樣喺我哋嘅生活裏面。
When the Lord calls us.
當主嚟去呼召我哋嘅時候。
And the Holy Spirit is prompting us.
聖靈喺嗰度催促我哋。
Even though we may not know exactly what to say or what to do.
即使我哋唔曉得我哋所講嘅每一句話，所作嘅每一件事情。
The Lord wants us to follow in obedience.
但係主實在願意我哋嚟去跟從順從佢嘅帶領。
I know my time is running out. I just want to look at one more verse.
我曉得時間唔係好多啦，咁最後願意。
This is the fourth passage. It's also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
願意同大家嚟去讀最後第四篇嘅經文，記載喺同樣喺哥林多後書第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6, it reads, For God who said light shall shine out of darkness is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
哥林多后书第四章第六节，那分赴光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
We may ask, how is it that we are to walk in faith?
我哋可能會問，我哋點樣能夠憑信心而行呢？
We're able to walk in faith because of this truth here in chapter 4 verse 6.
我哋能夠憑信心而行，因為第六節呢度所講嗰個真理。
God's light has shone into our hearts.
因為神嘅光係照喺我哋心裏面。
We are those who have been changed.
我哋係嗰一班已經被改變過嚟嘅人。
We have been given a light.
我哋係被賜呢一個光。
We have this small glimpse, this small understanding about the matters of eternity.
我哋對永遠有一刻嘅理解。
We know something about our Lord who is eternal.
我哋曉得我哋嘅主。我哋呢個主係永遠。
And what is on His heart? What is His eternal purpose?
我哋亦都曉得。我哋呢一個主嗰個心意。
This is the light that has been shown unto us.
呢一個就係神已經照喺我哋心裏面嗰一句嘅光。
And this light points to His glory.
呢一個光就指向神嘅榮耀。
His divine nature.
就係神嗰個神性嘅嗰一個性情。
His eternal power. His invisible attributes.
就係神嗰個永遠嗰一個能力嗰一個睇唔見嘅嗰一個嘅性情。
These are the matters of the glory of God.
呢一啲都包含喺神嘅榮耀裏面。
And it was manifested in the only begotten Son.
就係藉著獨生子耶穌基督顯露出嚟。
Whom we beheld.
我哋係眼看見過。
He is so glorious.
是何等的榮耀的。
So full of grace and truth.
滿有恩典，滿有真理。
And we know that our Lord Jesus was that exact representation of the Father.
我們也曉得我們耶穌就是那個神本體的真像。
We want to know how to walk in this light.
我們要曉得怎樣在這個光裡面去走。
We really want to make good of the knowledge of the glory of God.
我哋要因著我哋得著呢個光，看見神嘅榮耀。我哋要懂得點樣嚟去走呢一條路。
Then it must be done through the face of Christ.
一定要嚟去靠著耶穌嘅面嚟去走。
Because in Christ is all the fullness of deity.
因為喺基督裏面就係神一切嘅豐盛。
You know, if you wanted to get to know a person, but you did not have the opportunity to be with them, to speak with them, to meet with them, how would you go about doing it?
若果你想認識一個人，你卻係冇呢一個機會嚟去親身嚟去同佢交談嘅話，你點樣能夠認識呢個人呢？
I mean, what we would do back in the day, if you had to back in the day, I mean, you would begin to inquire about the people that they knew.
咁喺過去好自然嘅，你會去問一啲識呢個人嘅人，呢個人係點樣嘅咧？
But how would you know who are the people that they knew?
但係咁你點曉得有啲咩人係認識呢個人嘅咧？
So back then, you could just, if you could get your hands on that person's wallet, or the purse,
你可以就去睇一睇呢個人嘅銀包。
You open it up and see what pictures, what photos they have in their personal belongings.
咁你打開個銀包，睇下呢個銀包裡面有邊個人嘅相。
Or these days, you would just get that person's phone if you could somehow, and just open it up if you could somehow, and look at the pictures of who they knew.
咁現今或者你攞呢個人嗰個電話，打開電話睇下個電話上面嗰啲相係邊個。
And you could also look at pictures of their face.
或者你可以睇下呢個人嘅樣子。
Because in these pictures and photos of their face and the faces of the people that they were closest to, that they would take pictures of, or keep pictures of.
因為喺呢個人嘅相片見到佢嘅面嘅時候，同埋你見到呢個人認識嘅人嘅相片嘅時候，
We would be able to talk with them, if not even interview with them.
你即使你唔能夠面對面嚟去面試佢，但係你已經能夠認識呢個人係點樣嘅。
And through this means, through these avenues, then we are able to get to know this person.
咁藉住呢一個嘅面，你就能夠認識呢個人係如何。
That is what I like in this last phrase here in the end of chapter verse 6 to in the face of Christ.
呢一度就好似第六節嗰度講就係顯喺耶穌基督嘅面上。
If we want to get to know who God is,
若果你要認識神係一個點樣嘅神，
and what is on His heart,
你若果想認識佢嘅心意係如何嘅，
how is it that we are to live?
我哋點樣能夠活喺佢嘅面前嘅時候，
then we need to get to know His Son.
我哋需要認識佢嘅兒子。
For in Christ and through Christ, we have the best picture of God.
因為喺基督裏面，藉住基督，我哋有能夠看見神嘅面。
Because Christ, Jesus the Son, was with the Father from the beginning, from eternity past.
因為神兒子耶穌基督與父神係從創世以先過去嘅永遠已經一齊嘅。
And now He sits on the throne on the right hand side of God into eternity future.
現今神嘅兒子坐喺神嘅寶座嘅右邊直到永遠嘅將來。
So may we be those who learn to seek out the face of Christ.
願意我哋成為嗰一班尋求耶穌嘅面嘅嗰一班人。
May we learn to keep His lovely face before us.
讓主呢個可愛嘅面時常喺我哋心裏面。
That we would only serve Him as we live in the light of eternity.
叫我哋喺活喺呢個永遠嘅裏面。只係嚟去服侍我哋嘅主耶穌。
Heavenly Father, we want to commit ourselves unto you.
天父，我哋將我哋每一個人都交喺你手中。
We thank you for how it is that you show us to live.
我哋感謝你今天叫我哋看見我哋係一班點樣嘅人。
We thank you that you did not just leave us here on our own.
叫我哋唔係撇棄我哋自己喺地上。
But in addition to giving us a glimpse into the matters of eternity,
你係叫我哋看見呢一個永遠。
You even prepare the way for us to be able to enter and walk into eternity.
甚至為我哋預備一條嘅路，叫我哋能夠進入呢個永遠裏面。
Teach us to be thoughtful and active in so far as the matters of how it is that we live.
主求你叫我哋嚟去。思考我哋今天點樣嚟去活我哋嘅日子。
That our legacy, that our testimony
would be pleasing unto thee.
叫我哋嗰一个嘅见证能够得着你嘅喜悦。
I have your way amongst us.
主，愿你今天喺我哋里面有路可行。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷系奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
阿门。